Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO. Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I wanted to talk about that game the other night. Wednesday night, the Penguins lost in Ottawa 5-4, and it was an overtime game, and the Senators got it done. Congratulations. Kachuk with the winner. Anyway, here's the deal. The refs suck so bad in that game, I can't even begin to tell you. I think that Sullivan, the Penguins coach, is right when he was just shredding the refs. He said it was absolutely ridiculous. Kachuk had the winner in overtime 25 seconds into the session. DeBrincat, Stutzel, Batherson, and Pinto also scored for Ottawa. They went 4-for-9 on the power play. Kachuk also had 3 assists. Talbot, the goalie, stopped only 16 shots from the Penguins. They were pathetic. Malkin had a goal, 2 assists for the Penguins. They're 22-15-7. Crosby had 3 dimes. Zucker, Friedman, Raquel also scored. Casey DeSmith made 35 saves. It was a 3-3 game in the third. The Senators scored their 4th power play goal at 10:58 when Pinto beat DeSmith with a wrister. Raquel replied with a power play goal of his own at 12:33. It was the 16th of the season. It didn't matter because the Senators won it. But 9 power plays. You got to be kidding me. I mean, they were calling so many penalties. It wasn't even funny. They called it 9-5 in terms of penalties. The Senators only had 5. How about the shots in that game? 40-19 for the Senators. So the reason I bring it up is because they're playing again tonight in Pittsburgh at PPG. I wonder if the refs will give the Penguins 18 minutes of power plays tonight in Pittsburgh like they did in Ottawa. That was a joke. I mean, if you're going to call that many penalties in a game, can you at least even it out a little bit? I mean, honestly, it was ridiculous. They handed them the game. It is beyond me how these refs in these sports take over these games. I mean, the price of tickets is through the nose. It's expensive as all hell to go to a game in any sport. You go to an NHL game, it's expensive. You go to a NBA game, it's worse. You go to an NFL game, it's worse than both of them in terms of cost. You pay tons of money to go see a game, and then you spend the entire time you're there watching the refs make calls. I pay all that money to go watch star players perform at the highest level and watch a good game. I don't go to games to watch the refs call fouls all night, call penalties all night in hockey, throw flags the entire game in the NFL. I mean, honestly, I say this all the time on C2C. Refs ruin everything. And don't even tell me I'm wrong. It's every game. You spend the entire game with calls, reviews, replays, going to New York to headquarters to check out the play again. I mean, it takes forever for them to make a decision even. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I just wanted to get you caught up on all the games that are going to happen this weekend. at least from the hockey standpoint, Avs and Canucks tonight at Rogers in Vancouver. The Canucks are awful. They're even 8-11-1 at home. The Avs 12-9-0 away. 23 wins overall for the Avs, 18 for the Canucks. Saturday's going to be dynamic. You got the Ducks and Sabres, 12:30. That one's on NHL Network at KeyBank in Chabanabdabafala. I love this kid Thompson for the Sabres. How about 27 dimes, 59 points, 32 goals this year for this kid. He has been lighting it up on the right side for the Sabres. The Lightning play at 3 o'clock. In Calgary at the Saddle Dome against the Flames. That should be an awesome game. 6 o'clock, Wild and Panthers in Sunrise down in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. The Sharks and Jackets play in Columbus at 7. Wouldn't want to miss that thriller. They're both awful. 7 o'clock, Flyers and Wings at Little Sleezers in Detroit, Rock City. The Leafs and Habs at the Bell Center in Montreal. Hey, le beau, hein? Parlez-vous français, madame? Oui, oui. I think the Leafs are absolutely awesome. I think they can beat anybody. They're flying. They got snipers. Marner's got 16 goals and 54 points. Jets and Senators in Ottawa. That one's at 7 as well. Canes and Islanders at the racetrack. Belmont Park at the UBS. Canes have been solid all year. The Islanders have been a massive disappointment, although they do have a nice home winning record, 13-8-2 at home. 8 o'clock, Coyotes and Stars at American Airlines in the Big D. The Stars have been impressive all season. Robertson with 30 goals and 61 points. Kings and Predators in Smashville at the Bridgestone at 8 o'clock, as well as the Kings are out east to take on the Preds. How about the Blackhawks and Blues at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis in the Arch City? The Chicago Blackhawks are basically the worst team in the league. That's just all there is to it. Avs and Kraken should be awesome at the Pledge in Seattle. I think Seattle's just been phenomenal this year. They've been fantastic on the road, but only 10-9-2 at home. Meanwhile, the Avs have a winning record on the road. Oilers and Canucks at Rogers in Vancouver. Connor McDavid, 38 goals, 84 points. The guy's a badass. Late night, that one's at 10, also at 10 in Sin City, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Caps and Ovi going to see the Vegas Golden Knights in a rematch at a Stanley Cup final when Ovi got his cup and his ring. Caps come into Vegas, 11 road wins. The Knights have been only one game over 500 at home. Pretty disappointing overall. There's a five-pack of games on Sunday, 2 o'clock on NHL Network. My son's going to this one, the Young Gun, going to see the Penguins and Devils at the Rock in Newark. It's going to be lit. Sid Crosby comes to town to take on Jack Hughes. How about Hughes? 29 goals, 26 helpers on the season. Crosby's got 21 as well and 52 points. Sid has 31 dimes. Should be a good one in Jersey. How about the Devils' season? How about their West Coast road trip? They were phenomenal. 7 o'clock on Sunday, Sharks and Bruins at the Garden in Boston. How about the Bruins? 21 wins at home. 21-1-3 in Beantown. They're unbeatable. Pasta. 35 goals. Pasternak, 28 dimes, 63 points. He's a freak. Kings and Blackhawks on the west side in the Windy City at the United Center in Chicago at 7 o'clock. The Kings continue their road trip. Jets and Flyers in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo at 7 o'clock. Flyers 500 at home. Jets three games over 500 on the streets. Vegas goes to the desert to the mullet hairdo in Tempe. Vegas, impressive on the road. 12 games over 500 on the streets. Coyotes, only two games over 500 at home. How about your boy, Stamkos? He got his 500th career goal this week, Wednesday night, in a 5-2 win over the Canucks. He's 32, and he lit it up. He had a hat trick in that game. His first goal, 440 into the first from Killorn, was the 500th goal. All the players and teammates poured onto the ice and mobbed Stamkos in the corner as the crowd went off. Stamkos said it was humbling. You get a moment like that, you get to celebrate with your teammates. They're just as excited as you are. I'm so thankful for them. Obviously, this is an individual thing, but it takes so many different players along the way that have helped me get to it. He scored again later in the period at 14:35 and then had an empty netter with a minute 22 left, his 21st of the season. He's the third active player to score 500 following Ovi and Crosby. He said, that's a game you're going to remember forever. So to do that and have that story to tell for years to come was really special. Coach John Cooper said, I've just watched that kid grow into a man, a phenomenal leader. And to be honest, he's a generational goal scorer. That's what he is. And those guys just don't come around that often. Enjoy him while you can. And I've been fortunate enough to see him and watch him put that puck in the net hundreds of times, and it's good for him. Well deserved. He's played all 15 seasons of his career for the Lightning and amassed over 1,000 points, 500 goals, 522 helpers in 965 career games. He's the 47th player to reach 500 and the 19th to do it before playing in 1,000 games. Of course, he's from Ontario. He won back-to-back Stanley Cups with Tampa in 20 and 21 and took the Rocket Richard Trophy as the league's top goal scorer in 2010 and in 2012. He's still doing it. He's still filling up the nets. And the Lightning are still tough to play, tough to beat, and they're always in it every year into the playoffs, and to beat them, it takes a lot of work. By the way, the top pick in last year's draft, Slavkovsky of the Canadiens, got injured this week. He's not going to need surgery. He's going to be out 3 months. He got hurt against the Rangers. He had 4 goals and 10 points in 39 games before going down. You got to love it when I give you a little hockey skinny.